This is why Jesus is not invited to evangelism conferences. He is not allowed to go anywhere near them because he says stuff like this. Do you find this offensive that you must eat my body and drink my blood? He looks around and he says, okay, there's something even more offensive. Instead of drawing people in, he seems to be shooing them away, scaring them away. What's going on here? And then he says, after saying you must eat my flesh, he says the flesh is useless. It is, my word is spirit and life. What is he doing? What's he saying? How are we to understand this? Well, first step toward it, I think, is that's really helpful is this. When Jesus says, my word is spirit and life, remember that the word spirit in both Greek and in Hebrew means spirit. It also means wind, and specifically here, it means breath. So if you think about this, that my words are breath and life, then we can get somewhere, because that takes us to Genesis. And remember when God kneels down and forms a human being, an Adam, out of Adama, which is dirt, and there it is. He's just, the person is just sitting there, dirt man. Nothing. There's nothing interesting about it, except maybe the formation. But it is not until God kneels down and does what? Breathes the breath of life into this. And then this lump of clay becomes a living nephesh, a living soul, a person. Jesus is hearkening back to my word does that. It puts in you the breath of life, the breath of God. That's what's important here. And that's what's missing when it's just the flesh. Another really great example of this, and I think it's really important to look at this, is the story of Ezekiel and the dry bones, right? Ezekiel's in the valley of the dry bones. And some amazing things begin to happen. God says, speak a word to these bones. And Ezekiel prophesies, and the bones start putting themselves together. This is, remember, these bones represent Israel, who has been taken into exile. The city of Jerusalem, the holy city, has been sacked, ruined. It's as if God was no longer their God. Dry bones into Babylon. And Ezekiel speaks words to them. And the bones start to connect to each other. And God keeps saying, keep speaking, son of man. Keep speaking. Keep talking. Put my words there. And he keeps talking. And then the bones get together. And then there's sinew. And then there's muscle. And they are. And there they are in the valley of dry bones. And now they are still useless flesh. It's an amazing thing to get them that far. But they're still just laying there. There's no life in them until God says, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy to the breath. And the breath comes. And then these lumps of flesh become living beings again. The valley of dry bones. Here we are. We have been in our own valley of dry bones, haven't we? Let's see, how many months worth of pandemic? How much threat from fire? How much political upheaval? How much animosity? Valley of dry bones. Part of the problem that we have, part of the reason that it's so dry, and it is dry. Listen, you know how the fire, how the brush and the grass and the trees are so dry that just any tinder will spark it and gets it going, right? Doesn't that feel like how we feel? we are just in this stuff, and anything will spark us off. We are angry, we're hostile, we're resentful, we're in pain, and just any little thing, and off we all go. This is the valley of dry bones. Am I the only one that feels that?
No way.
All right. Yeah, and it hurts to live that way. It is not the way we are called to live. And so, Jesus is saying, look, take this breath of life, this refreshing breath of life. Take me into you. Let me form your heart. Reshape that dry heart, that broken heart. Let me into it, please. Take me in. As close as bread and as close as wine that you would swallow, take me in. And I will take that heart, which is so dry and brittle, and I will make it a living soul again. My word will do this. And this is Jesus, who is the very word of God made flesh. And that's his promise. I will come into you, and all of that dryness that you feel, I can do something with that. I can, and I will. So I was invited to do a class at Lutheran Theological Southern Seminary. It was a pastoral care class, happened to be the class on accompanying the dying. And someone at that seminary knew I knew something about that, and so they said, look, our professor is sick, can you come and do this class? So I did the class. So I brought out, first thing I did was I opened the book Peace at the Last, and we went through it. I said, I want you to think of someone who you have lost, who you weren't able to accompany in their dying, who you wish you could have been there with. And we went through it. We made the sign of the cross. And I said, think about it. Every time you're making the sign of the cross, think of that person. And we went through it on Zoom. This is all on Zoom. So God can work with anything. Then, after it was done, everybody's there, and they're like, oh. And I said, so who, anybody want to talk about this? And yep, somebody raised a hand, started talking about somebody that he had been remembering in this and how powerful that was. Somebody else, somebody else, somebody else. And it was just like all, everybody was. And then a woman said, I have lost 14 people. 14 family and friends to COVID. And I have not stopped to think about them. I was too afraid. I just had to get through this. But this. And then she stopped. And then she got off of the Zoom. And other people talked and spoke. And then she came back. And she said, I'm back. I had to weep for my loved ones. Thank you. Thank all of you for bearing witness. Dry, dry, dry. We have not found a place for the moisture of tears to flow. We have not grieved. That is what we need to do. And I think we're afraid to grieve in this dryness. And what Jesus is saying is, take me in. I will be there. I will walk with you through that grief. I will be there in the very tears that you cry. I will be there in the very heart that aches. Take me in. Allow me to be with you and to walk with you in this, through this valley of dry bones. And you will live. this from Jesus, who is taken and put on a cross and crucified, and who God raises from the dead in 3 days. Nothing short of a resurrection is what we are needing. Nothing short of God's lifting us up out of the depths of these dry bones, out of the death of these dry bones. That is what Jesus is offering us. That is what Jesus is promising us. That is what Jesus is inviting us to take into ourselves. Do not be afraid. The way we are living is not the breath of God. It is not the Spirit of God. But God's promise through Ezekiel is, I will open up your graves. I will raise you out of them. And I will return you home. I will return you to where you really abide, which is in the heart and the spirit and the breath of God. And that's where we dwell. That's where we stay. God is saying in Jesus, oh, I will dwell with you. I will dwell with you. It is dry, but the refreshing breath of God is blowing through. Open up your hearts. We're going to say in just a few minutes, I'm going to say, lift up your hearts. And you're going to say, we lift them to the Lord. Where God is not, there is dryness and emptiness. And where God is, our souls are filled with abundance. Thanks be to God. Amen.